where Brother Jake read in Zechariah. If we go on to the next verse, chapter 13, verse 1, the Lord says through Zechariah, "In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith Jehovah of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And I will also cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land." I was just thinking how wonderful that there's a provision. We've been talking about repentance and what the Lord would do, but it's wonderful that the Lord will open up a fountain for uncleanness and for sin so that they'll go into these things cleansed, sins dealt with, never to be brought up, as was mentioned by Jake, never to be brought up again, but it's God's provision through the work of Christ. And then he'll also remove all of the idols from the land. They'll never be remembered again. So they'll be able to enjoy the blessings without the memory and the constant bringing up of idolatry. And so it's true in our lives. When we're truly restored to the Lord delivers us from idolatry and from things that would keep us here so that we no longer are earthbound. We're heavenly people. So if we have the memory of these things, I think that we have to feed on the Word of God so that the memory of these things will not be on our minds and not be engaged in what the world is doing.
One other comment I had is in reference to Hebrews 12, where we had our last portion, and we read in verse 11, "Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby." So the idea of security being planted, and I think the idea of finally there's peace. Peace with God we received at the time of our salvation, but there's a peace in our communion with Him now. And therefore there can be peace among each other. Because when there's sin and there's failure, there's no peace. It's just arguments, strife. It's not happy times. But when there's restoration, one of the beautiful results is this peaceable fruit of righteousness. I like that word peaceable because it describes one of the fruits of the righteousness is that it brings about this peace. And God wants that. He wants that among His people. He wants unity. He wants a place of calm where there can be spiritual growth together, harmony and blessing. So this is the result. But it is the result of being exercised by the chastening. If there's no, you know, things happen and, you know, I don't care. There's no exercise. There's no sense that God is speaking to me, and therefore there can't be these results. But if I'm exercised by it, then there can be this wonderful security and peace that the Lord provides.